Lisa, LISA, wire, WIRE, 6567, chief complaint, cough, congestion, severe sore throat, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, leg pain, muscle spasms, weight changes, thyroid issues, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, insomnia, arthritis. Lisa is a 56-year-old woman whose husband died of COVID in September of 2021. Last time was ours was in 2022. Patient has a pain management physician that she sees on a regular basis, but she says she really hasn't been following up with anyone because she hasn't been taking too much pain medication, so she hasn't had any blood work or anything. Period. Maintenance exam. She does need a mammogram. Last mammogram was 10 years ago. Colonoscopy is up to date and EGD because she's had a history of ulcers and she gets those on a regular basis. Last night, a blood test, she had A1C was 6.8. Her and her husband were in the process of adopting their grandchild, which the court still allowed her to do, and so she's taking care of her granddaughter, who's 4 years old at this time. Medication list, allergy, penicillin, Zofran. Let's make a list on a separate sheet of paper. Norco 10-325, up to 3 times a day per pain management. Lyrica 200 milligram, 2 tablets a day per pain management. Ambien 10 milligram at bedtime per pain management. Protonix 40 milligram once a day per her regular doctor. Glipizide 10 milligram BID. Cymbalta 60 milligram per neuro. Flexeril 10 milligram TID. Carafate a gram 4 times a day. Bentyl 20 milligram as needed. These are on a separate sheet of paper we're going to put for medication list. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, quit smoking some years ago, is raising her child. Her husband just died September 2021. Family history, mom died of colon cancer, father died of old age. Surgical history, hysterectomy with oophorectomy, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, and DJD, and chronic pain, along with anxiety and depression. Medications reviewed opposite page. COVID immunization, none, but she did have COVID before. Blood her weight is one, a review of system as above. 190 pounds, 97, 98.4, 1800, 140 over 80, heart positive, 1 positive, 2, lungs, fewer bronchi, TMs are red, pressure pharynx is red and inflamed, blood's going on focal, skin shows no pressure on the coastal with lesion. Number 1, strep test is negative. Number 2, pharyngitis. Number 3, sinusitis. Number 4, Rocephin a gram now. Next one's Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is Z-Pak. Next one's Bromford DM. Next one's Medrol dose pack. Next number, yearly mammogram ordered. Next number is colonoscopy is up to date. Next number is check blood work. She hasn't had that for over a year. Next number is slight fatty liver noted. Next number is status post-COVID. Next number is her husband passed away with COVID. Next number is depression. Next number is not suicidal. Next number is raising her 4-year-old child. Next number is COPD. Oh, and the social do put down she does smoke, but she doesn't drink alcohol. Next number is COPD. James, can I call you back?
Sure.
Okay. COPD. I'm sorry. She does smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. She doesn't use drugs. The next number is COPD. Next one is we talked about smoke. She couldn't smoke. The next number, she does have what looks like sleep apnea, but she doesn't want to do anything about it. She said since she's lost weight, she feels much more comfortable. And is not interested in workup. Next number is fatty liver slight. Next number is status post-cholecystectomy. Next number is nausea related to post-nasal drip. Next number. Leg pain, multifactorial. Next number is check TSH. Next number is chronic pain. Next number. Carotid stenosis, right greater than left, needs to check on a yearly basis. Next one is lymphadenopathy related to current infection. Next number, follow up in 3 days, if not better. Thank you.